Oh my goodness. We're back. And we actually have Carson today, which is so fun, so exciting. It's still a little bit different. We were able to get on the phone and record her thoughts on there. So we're just going to kind of drop them in wherever it's necessary. Wow. So, holy shit, finals are wrapping up. I'm so excited because... oh, Tampa could just lose it all tonight, and I'm so fucking happy about it. So we're going to go back to game two of the finals. Bro, how on earth did Tampa go 7-goose? What the fuck was that? I'm so excited. Also, because Cale Makar got his first Stanley Cup final goal ever, not only did he get one, he got two. It was so exciting, and we love Cale, okay? Tampa, obviously the game went back to Tampa Bay and, God, what was it? Games three and four. God, they all run together right now. It's crazy. But game three, Tampa did win, but whatever. Game four was actually pretty interesting because it was in Tampa. Lightning lost in overtime. It was actually pretty fucking awesome. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was pretty cool. Nazem Kadri, who was playing his first game back, actually, in game four, he had the overtime goal to win it for the Avs, which actually has incited a huge debate. Going back to the tape, it says that Avalanche had six men on the ice while this goal happened, so it could have been overturned, but we're not sure. I looked at the tape and I personally saw that, you know, he got to the bench in time to not have the too many men call, and the goal for Kadri obviously counted. So I'm on board with it, but a lot of people are arguing about it. I thought that was really fucking interesting. But game five is tonight and it is back in Colorado. The Stanley Cup is in fucking Colorado, and dude, they could take the whole thing tonight and just completely embarrass Tampa, and I fucking love it. I'm so excited. We did find out, however, that my mom is now rooting for Tampa because she's like, well, I've never seen a three-peat. I think it'd be fun. I am immediately going to start a fight. No, I don't want the three-peat. They're not good enough this year. We're good enough to win it 2 years in the past. That's great. This year, no, they're not. It is absolutely just trash, okay? They shouldn't be in the final. They're only there because it's marketable, and I will stand by that. So we're gonna see how this fucking goes. Season could literally be over tonight, and it's fucking nerve-wracking. I love it.
Okay, wow. Hey, everyone. Hello from Amsterdam. Wow. Okay, I hope you can hear me because I forgot headphones, so the audio is probably super great right now. Holy shit, guys. Game two of the playoffs. What the hell? When I tell you... okay, I've been saying this whole time, everyone but Tampa, right? But 7-0? Holy fuck. That was iconic. That was absolutely freaking iconic. I loved that. I unfortunately did not really get to watch much except for the highlights, really, of pretty much all of this playoffs, this final round, this cup round. I have not really been able to see much at all, but the highlights of that were really great. Really loved watching those. Okay, I will say as well, game three could have been better for Colorado, but I think Tampa definitely needed that to kind of feel a little bit better. My prediction, though, is I think it'll be Avalanche. Given the way that the first two games went, I'm like, okay, I think it'll be Avalanche. But Tampa did kind of come back a little bit after the Rangers, and they've kind of come, you know, I don't know. It really could go either way, but I kind of see this being Avalanche's year, as much as it pains me to say that, but I really just don't want it to be Tampa's three-peat year, so I think it'll be Avalanche.
Also, what we missed was... between games three and four in Tampa, finally we had the NHL awards. Now, I was a little pressed. Those of you who've been listening know that I have been so focused on these awards this entire season. So, naturally, the most upsetting was the Calder. Trevor Zegras from the Ducks did not win the Calder Trophy, which hurts my heart, okay? The Calder went to Mo Sider from the Red Wings, which no one is really surprised by because he's great. I'm not going to lie. He is great. But I love Zegras so much that it hurt. It hurt so bad. But congrats to Mo Sider. It's a huge freaking deal, especially with the Red Wings. Red Wings haven't had a Calder, I think, in a very, very long time or ever. Like, it's a huge deal. Along with that, Igor Shesterkin, number one goalie this fucking season, got the Vezina. So exciting. Absolutely love it. And finally, Austin Matthews got two awards, actually, which, as much as I trash talk the fuck out of this guy, he's a good player. He had the best season of his career this season, you know, round one exit aside. But he had a great fucking season, and he completely deserved it, for sure.
NHL awards were last night, I believe. I don't know. My time zones are a little fucked up. But last night. And, okay. Sorry, Ave. I really thought, I know we said it was going to be Zegras. It was not Zegras. Unfortunately, I had a feeling it would be Sider. You know what? Fuck you too. Avery's flipping me off right now. If you can't see. She is being quiet. Yeah, I thought it was going to be Sider for sure. But I had hoped it would be Zegras. Just like I had hoped it would be Soros for the Vezina. But so sorry. Here comes a truck. they're bumping tins.
Real quick, do you want to hear something fun about the NHL awards?
Yeah, sure.
So, apparently, Sider was, like, there just by himself. No one from the team was with him. So, Dylan Larkin talked to, I think it was some of the general managers or something, and they surprised him, and they flew down to sit with him at the awards. They didn't tell him they were coming.
Aww, that's so cute.
I know, I thought that was cute. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I wish I had known more about Sider. Like, I wish I had been watching his season a little bit more closely. But what I did see, I understand why he got the Calder. And you know what? Like, absolutely, like, great for him. Very, like, it's a great accomplishment. So, like, hell yeah. My upset was Josi for the Defenseman of the Year. I was so upset. I saw other comments that were like, oh, Josi got robbed. I'm like, okay, no, like, Cale Makar did have a stellar defenseman season. Josi did too, though, so I'm like, there's a motorcycle. The fact that the voting was, and another one, the voting was so close. Like, Makar barely eked by on getting that, which I think is a testament to both of them and their playing abilities and the season that they had. I just honestly, like, kudos to them. Kudos to Makar, of course, for getting it so young. And if I remember, I might be wrong, but is that the first for Avalanche on defenseman trophy? Yeah. Wow, go me in my memory. So that's an accomplishment too. Like, Makar is the first to say that. So that is pretty iconic. So really happy for him, but my heart goes out to Josi. I really wanted it to be him. And Josi didn't get, I think he was up for the Ted Lindsay too, and he didn't get that. So he was up for another one. I don't remember if it was Ted Lindsay, but I think it was. And I have to admit, as much as I love joshing around with Austin Matthews and really ribbing him, I really love hating on him. Those were well deserved awards on his part. Very well deserved. I'm glad that they acknowledged the season that he had, because that was an iconic season. The points that he scored, just the goals, everything. Like, he did have a great season. So, shout out to him. Still hate you. Love to hate you. But, yeah, that was good.
Other than that, we all know that Golden Knights recently fired head coach Pete DeBoer, which was shocking to me, at least. We talked about it before when it happened. However, DeBoer, thank God, did not stay unemployed for long. Dallas Stars snatched him up, and I think this is going to be really exciting. I don't know how his style of coaching is going to work with the Dallas roster for sure, but imagining Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, all the those kinds of players under DeBoer's coaching, I think is going to be pretty sick. So I think that's something to really look forward to and to keep our eye on for next season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. How could I forget? Pete DeBoer got hired by Dallas. First of all, I'm so glad that he got hired so quickly. So quickly. And I'm glad with the coach that we have as well, Cassidy. I'm very happy with that. I am curious to see how he'll do in Dallas. I think they're already a pretty strong team, for the most part. So I'm excited to see what DeBoer does more with that. We'll see. It's definitely a we'll see kind of thing. There's a very loud car coming. Hold on.
Gotta love Amsterdam.
I know, they're a party up in here. I would also like to say a little side note. I'm currently doing my laundry and FaceTiming Avery while doing this.
Hi.
And right across the street is what is called, I think it's Happy Feeling. Is it Happy Feeling?
What is it?
I think it's called Happy Feeling Coffee Shop. Here's the thing about coffee shops here. Oh. You need to be aware.
Oh no.
Coffee shop, one word, dispensary. Coffee shop, two
what?
Words. Coffee shop.
Wait, are you serious?
We are across the street right now from a cannabis lounge.
I was so excited.
Right next door to that is a gay store. I'll leave it at that. A gay adult store.
Oh my god. Where the fuck are you staying? You're gone for a week and this is where you end up?
Huh?
You're gone for a week and this is where you end up?
I know, right? And I'm still talking about hockey, so how funny is that? Okay, so that was the last point that I wanted to hit. Was that everything that I would... Yeah, okay, so DeBoer, happy for DeBoer. I'm excited to see what Cassidy does with Vegas. That I cannot wait for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but my last point that I wanted to hit that I talked about a little bit on our Instagram was the fact that I unintentionally did not mean to pack my Golden Knights sweatshirt. I was going to bring my Golden Knights isn't an actual sweatshirt, but a different sweatshirt that wasn't so team specific. But that didn't happen because I was stressed and running late, and it was the only sweatshirt I had in my car. So I brought that with me abroad, and I was wearing it. Obviously, in the airport, I saw Blackhawks fans in Dublin, and there was someone else. I was like, oh, that's a so-and-so fan, and now I can't remember what team it was.
I was going to say, didn't you say Blues or something?
Yeah. Yes, well, we're getting that. So that's on the plane, there was an Avalanche fan and a Blackhawks fan, and then while we were in the Guinness storehouse, there was another Knights fan, and they weren't part of our tour, so I have no idea where he ended up, but I wanted to say something, and I missed him. Then we go to the Cliffs of Moher in Galway, and I offer to take a picture for this family. Dude's hat flies off, all this stuff. I take the picture, and after the picture's taken, this guy is like, hey, Vegas Golden Knights, thank you for your coach. And I was like, oh, oof, Rangers fan, huh? He was like, yeah, it was tough loss against Tampa. He was like, I know. I was like, hey, that second goal should not have counted. He was like, no, it shouldn't have.
Thank you.
I'm trying to walk away. So I was trying to leave. And then as I'm walking away, this guy's still we're having this exchange. This other guy walks on my right side and he goes, go Blues. And I was like, them too. I didn't know what to do.
That's amazing.
I really loved these like positive interactions that I'm having abroad with other NHL fans, and it's not like, oh, fuck Vegas, or like, fuck you, like, it's not like anything like that. Like, it's all been really positive, and it's one of the, it's like this camaraderie of like, oh, hey, you're an NHL fan too, and you're in this wacky place, like, why are we here wearing our NHL stuff? It's very fun and funny, and I kind of love that we're all like ribbing each other very lovingly, and I don't know, but that was something that just really like I got a lot of enjoyment out of while I was here. So that's all I have time and phone percentage to speak on.
Yeah, other than that, honestly, this is just a quick little episode because there isn't that much going on right now except the Stanley Cup Final, which I think we're all going to be watching tonight to see how the fuck this goes. This could literally be historical with Tampa just being fucking embarrassed, and I need it to happen. I need it to happen so bad. As much as I despise one specific Colorado player, I'm actually not talking about Nate McKinnon for once. Wow. I mean, a personal one. Nate McKinnon is not my favorite person, but, you know, there's a rookie I have some issues with. But that aside, I'm all in for Colorado. I think it's going to be awesome. I think they're going to put up a hell of a fight tonight, so the game should be super interesting. In the meantime, I think we're going to try and do one more little wrap-up episode for both of us just because it's the end of our season as well. And wow, we're so emotional. So we're going to get one more out there and then call it our off-season for sure. But until then, until next week, follow us on social media. We are at @the_hockeygirls on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We have quite a bit of YouTube videos now, actually, which I think are super fun. We posted all of our Zoom interviews on there, as well as some vlogs that we've done, just a little more glimpse into our lives outside of hockey. And we just got a lot of fun things coming this summer. So we're not going anywhere, I promise. So until then, root for Colorado, and we'll see you next week.
I will talk to you guys again soon. And we will see who wins the Stanley Cup pretty damn soon. So my money's on Colorado. So we'll see. All right. Bye.